The team will be setting up a high-tech bay observatory to collect data on nitrogen and phosphorus levels in the water. Those are nutrients that cause algae blooms that could have harmful effects on marine wildlife and people. Project director Jeff Bothan says it's important to understand how nutrient pollution is impacting the bay.
This is changing the biology that's occurring within the bay, and it has currently and a potentially unknown effects on economies that are based on coastal environments.
Scientists also plan to develop better measurement tools and build computer models to predict future changes to ecosystems in Narragansett Bay. The team expects to start their work early next year. Avery Brookins, Rhode Island Public Radio.